Good morning and God bless you. Today I'd like to talk about be still and know that I am God. I wanted to talk about the significance of our Heavenly Father's name, I Am, and Yahweh. If you can please turn to Exodus chapter 3, starting in verse 10. God speaking to Moses saying, "Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt." But Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" God answered, "I will be with you, and this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain." Verse 13, but Moses protested, "If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, 'The God of our ancestors has sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" Which I thought was kind of a funny question, but very human and very interesting. God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations.'" I want to repeat that last part because it's significant. "This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations." So that means that our generation must abide by the truth spoken to Moses all those years ago, that our Father God's name is I Am, Yahweh. Let's read some more scriptural references about Yahweh. If you can turn to Genesis 22, starting in verse 9. When they arrived, Abraham and Isaac, at the place where God had told them to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear or revere God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in its thorns and by its horns in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Jireh, which means "the Lord will provide." To this day, people still use that name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. "This is what the Lord says. Because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand in the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies. And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you obeyed me." Wow. Wow. How's that for obedience? I'm so very glad that God asked Abraham to do this and not me. I got to be honest. Thanks to his obedience, we are all blessed. And those of us who choose to believe in I Am, Yahweh. In Exodus 6, we read about God's promises of deliverance. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see that what I will do to Pharaoh. When he feels the force of my strong hand, he will let the people go. In fact, he will force them to leave his hand." And God said to Moses, "I am Yahweh the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as El Shaddai, God Almighty, but I did not reveal my name Yahweh to them, and I reaffirmed my covenant with them. Under its terms, I promised to give them the land of Canaan, where they are, where they were living as foreigners. You can be sure that I have heard the groans of the people of Israel, who are now slaves to the Egyptians, and I am well aware of my covenant with them. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, I am the Lord. I will free you from your oppression and will rescue you from your slavery in Egypt. I will redeem you with a powerful arm and great acts of judgment. I will claim you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who has freed you from your oppression in Egypt. I will bring you into the land I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as your very own possession. I am the Lord." Man, I got to tell you, the level of intimacy that Father had with Moses was really phenomenal to read. I personally believe it's there as a testament for the level of intimacy he desires with us in this day and time, since we are no longer under the old covenant. Instead, we are under the new covenant established by Christ's blood at Calvary. What a great God we have, and what a phenomenal Lord we have in Jesus. Let's continue, shall we? In Exodus 15, we get to read a song of deliverance. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord. "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he has hurled into the sea. The finest of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters gushed over them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, smashes the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrow those who rise against you. You unleash your blazing fury. It consumes them like a straw. At the blast of your breath, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood straight like a wall. In the heart of the sea, the deep waters became hard. The enemy boasted, I will chase them and catch up with them. I will plunder them and consume them. I will flash my sword. My powerful hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders? You raise your right hand and the earth swallowed our enemies. With your unfailing love, you led the people you have redeemed. In your might, you guide them to your sacred home. The peoples hear and tremble. Anguish grips those who live in Philistia. The leaders of Edom are terrified. The nobles of Moab tremble. All who live in Canaan melt away terror and dread fall upon them. The power of your arm makes them lifeless as stone. Until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people you purchased pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, reserved for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. Whew. Singing songs of deliverance. When I think about this, it makes me want to draft up songs of my own deliverance so that my generations can have them as a testament of I am Yahweh's magnificence. In Exodus 17, when Joshua followed Moses' direction and Israel defeated the Amalekite, we read in verse 14, after the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, write this down on a scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua. I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar there and named it Yahweh Nisi, which means the Lord is my banner. He said, they have raised their fist against the Lord's throne. So now the Lord will be at war with Amalek generation after generation. Wow. Just wow. And to think that this very day and time, the Lord will be with us when we have to go to battle on his behalf. And he has promised to fight our fights until we are victorious according to his will. Like it said in Romans 8, if God is for us, then who can ever be against us? In Exodus 33, starting in verse 12, one day Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably on you. If it is true that you look favorably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people. The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Then Moses said, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me or on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. The Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do that. Do what you have asked, for I look favorably on you, and I know you by name. Moses responded, then show me your glorious presence. The Lord replied, I will make all goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will choose compassion to anyone, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live. Verse 21, the Lord continued, look, stand near me on that rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you up with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen. See, Yahweh shows mercy to us today, just like he promised to Moses. And he saves us when we may not even be aware of the danger that we were in at that moment in time. There is no one greater on the earth that desires to be compassionate and loving to his family like Yahweh. I am the one true God. In Exodus 34, starting in verse 1, then the Lord told Moses, chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones. I will write on them the same words that were on the tablets you smashed. Be ready in the morning to climb up Mount Sinai and present yourself to me in the top of the mountain. No one else may come with you. In fact, no one is to appear anywhere in the mountain. Do not even let the flocks or herds graze near the mountain. So Moses chiseled out two tablets of stone like the first ones. Early in the morning, he climbed Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the two tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him, and he called out his name, Yahweh. The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations. I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin. But I do not excuse the guilty. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children and grandchildren. The entire family is affected, even children in the third or fourth generations. Verse 8, Moses immediately threw himself to the ground and worshipped and said, O Lord, if it is true that I have found favor with you, then please travel with us. Yes, this is a stubborn and rebellious people, but please forgive our iniquity and our sins. Claim us as your own special possession. The Lord replied, Listen, I'm making a covenant with you in the presence of all your people. I will perform miracles that have never been performed anywhere in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people around you will see the power of the Lord, the awesome power I will display for you. But listen carefully to everything I command you today. Then I will go ahead of you and drive out the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. Yahweh says he is the Lord of compassion and mercy. He is slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. How's that for an awesome God? I Am is phenomenally awesome. And he loves us with an never-ending love in this day and time. These records should be a huge blessing, because they are to me, I gotta tell you. Let's close in Judges chapter 6, where we learn that Yahweh is peace. The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight, so the Lord handed them over to the Midianites for 7 years. The Midianites were so cruel that the Israelites were made hiding places for themselves in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, marauders from the Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east would attack Israel, camping in the land and destroying crops as far away as Gaza. They left the Israelites with nothing to eat, taking all the sheep, goats, cattle, and donkeys. These enemy hordes, coming with their livestock and tents, were as thick as locusts. They arrived on droves of camels too numerous to count, and they stayed until the land was stripped bare. So Israel was reduced to starvation by the Midianites. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. When they cried out to the Lord because of Midian, the Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites. He said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of slavery in Egypt. I rescued you from the Egyptians and from all who oppressed you. I drove out your enemies and gave you their land. I told you, I am the Lord your God. You must not worship the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you now live. But you have not listened to me." Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer, that might not be a proper pronunciation. Abiezer? Anyway. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of the winepress to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. But Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family. The Lord said to him, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. Wow. Gideon replied, if you are truly going to help me, show me a sign to prove that it is really the Lord speaking to me. Don't go away until I come back and bring my offering to you. He answered, I will stay here until you return. Gideon hurried home. He took a young goat, and with a basket of flour, he baked some bread without yeast. Then carrying the meat in a basket and the broth in a pot, he brought them out and presented them to the angel who was under the great tree. The angel of God said to him, place the meat and the unleavened bread on this rock and pour the broth over it. And Gideon did as he was told. Then the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the bread with the tip of the staff of his hand, and fire flamed up from the rock and consumed all that he had brought. And the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he cried out, oh, sovereign Lord, I am doomed. I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. It is all right, the Lord replied. Do not be afraid. You will not die. And Gideon built an altar of the Lord there and named it Yahweh Shalom, which means the Lord is peace. The altar remains an Ophrah in the land of the clan of Abiezer to this day. What an awesome God. Our God is called by his name, I Am or Yahweh. He is our all in all. And he is the creator of all. There's no good thing that he will withhold from those who make him his source. And through the covenant he established in Jesus Christ, we have been not only given exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask for in this day and time, but we have a promise of an eternal future that will far exceed anything we can dream of today, this very day. I Am has made that promise with us. I Am, Yahweh, has established that covenant with us. So when we're faced with challenges on this earth, let's call on I Am. Let's summon Yahweh, because he is with us and stands by us every minute of every day. There's nowhere that we can go or hide that he is not present. The same promises he made with his chosen in the records we just read are made with us today, this very day. Because we have been redeemed by Christ, our living Messiah, much more is made available to us. So let's please go forth and reflect on our Father's goodness and shine our lights so brightly for all the world and its inhabitants to see the magnificence of I Am. In Jesus' name, Amen.